forever. Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from The Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice Players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said, yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great. And we hope you enjoy.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland. Set your radio's dial to spooky. Hold the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself from mysterious suspense in this evening's final adventure, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust. Headliners on the society pages. No, yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Eye Shadow. Our story begins high above Park Avenue in the famed Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle make their home and their martini.
Sadie, what is it that those bottles of gin have that I haven't?
Oh, Frank, what a question. One that the bottles of gin would never ask, so points to gin. But posing it is an expression of your love for me.
What isn't?
Points for Frank. You calm me when I wish to be calm. You excite me, always. You grant me unyielding confidence.
Sadie?
No, that's not right. You make me feel my own unyielding confidence.
There you are.
Your taste is on my lips, even when you aren't. And when you aren't, it's only ever seconds before you are again. You make my head spin, you make the room spin, you make the world go round and round, round after round.
I love you too, love. Wait, were you talking to the gin?
The gin doesn't need to be told.
Point gin.
The gin doesn't need me, point Frank.
Well, I've no need for points as I married the prize.
Gin also cannot do that.
Well, far be it from me to admit that I hadn't intended such grandness in my original question. When I asked you what those booze bottles, lined up like soldiers about to do battle, for that's what they are and such is their fate, standing as they are on the front line and soon to be sacrificed for a victory as fleeting as their time with us, glistening in the sunlight from our balcony window because apparently it's daytime. When I asked you what they have that I haven't, it was to a concrete purpose.
I regret nothing conversationally.
Nor I, save for that I must return to my inquiry's original purpose. Perhaps it would be better to call your attention not to all of that gin so much as the wall behind it.
Look at their shadows, like a skyline of a city, one in which I would very much care to live.
Yes, and now as I stand here between the window and the gin, what do you see?
Franklin, Brothers, Barnum, and Beetle Bailey Doyle, your shadow. It's gone. Just precisely where is it?
I don't know, love, but I do know this. Like an adept child in a dentist's waiting room availing himself of a Highlights for Children magazine to pass the time, you have spotted the relevant difference between me and the gin.
If your shadow is anything like you, I expect it is with my shadow. Is my shadow where it should be?
Well, let me look at you.
Do not get distracted, Frankenstein.
How could I not, sadistic?
Is my shadow where it belongs?
I'm working my way over.
Work faster.
Well, if I don't linger about your eyes, what is the point of anything?
Frank, this is serious.
Well, so are your lips.
Oh, I suppose you just skipped right over my adorable nose.
Saving it for last.
You're going all out of order.
You make me go all out of order.
Do I have a shadow or not?
Right, yes, the matter at hand. Allow me to look away. I'll do that soon, in an hour or so. Is that good for you?
Do it now, darling, and then you can come back and tell me what you find.
Fine. Sadie, it's a relief to be back in the arms of your eyes once more. I wish I had different news to tell them, but your shadow has also vanished.
Oh, Frank, what do you suppose happened? Did they get lost, mislaid, misappropriated, stolen, abducted?
Well, who could do such a thing?
A merman? A mole man? A tarantula man?
Well, I don't think those things do this one.
A unicorn? A horse with a horn that isn't a unicorn? A regular horse without a horn?
I think we would have noticed a horse, horn or no.
They're sneaky. Oh, no. Oh, Frank, do you know who is sneaky? A leprechaun.
Yes, but leprechauns would require an invitation that we would never invite one inside of our home.
Oh, let us have a drink about it and then a think about it.
Well, it's all we can do. One for you and one for me.
Yeah, one for me too, please.
Of course. Who said that?
I did.
I'll also have one.
Oh, hello. You must be our shadows.
We are your shadows.
Yes, you must be. I just said.
What gave it away?
Well, your shadows.
Yes.
And you're shaped like us.
Yes.
There's no third step.
Are you all right, darlings? We've been worried sick for minutes.
We're fine. Never been better.
So you weren't purloined?
No. We detached ourselves. Tell them, Poppet.
Thank you, Pudding. As your shadows, we've been living, well, in your shadows long enough.
Isn't that rather the job description?
Sure. Yes, it is. But I didn't claw my way up from shadow poverty, work my way through shadow Yale, toil away thanklessly for so long in the proverbial shadows of salt mines just to live in and as your shadow.
I'm sorry, when did you do all these things?
At night.
Night!
Right, night. You know how the night is magic, right?
I'm sorry, Sadie, do we know that the night is magic?
I'm afraid we don't know.
Well, the night is magic. All that darkness, it's non-poetically the embodiment of the poetry of magic.
Let me illuminate darkness for you. What is darkness?
The partial or total absence of light?
Don't you wish? No, it's a blanket woven of magic.
That's why we have a moon at night.
The moon is also magic.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Shadows are the magic of night brought into day by the magic of the moon.
Right. And what could be better than that? As beings of pure magic, we have all that we want whenever we want it, magically.
And all we have to do in return is be shadows. The job, not the thing, following our humans around. Do you see?
No.
In return to whom, darling? The moon?
All right, I know what. Let's skip all of this. Let us pretend that we asked all manner of questions as if we were very polite and interested and understood all of the nuance of all of this. Shall we pretend that and then get to what it is you're after?
Wonderful, darling.
Care.
Ask, and then we stroke our chins and say, interesting.
Interesting.
And now, why have you detached yourselves from us?
What are you doing and what do you want?
Frank. Sadie. You're fabulous.
And we want to be fabulous too.
Aren't you?
We don't want to taste the taste of a shadow martini. We want to taste a real martini.
I want to feel a fine silk scarf draped upon my corporeal shoulders.
And I want to wear fun socks. I mean, can you imagine?
I can imagine socks, yes.
I want to experience time as a fourth dimension, not a third one.
Please do not mistake my asking for interest, but can't you, I don't know,
Magic?
Yes. Use magic to experience these things.
Being that you are made of magic and have it at your disposal.
You know nothing of magic.
So stipulated.
Can you imagine what would happen? If we were to use magic to experience the mundane?
It would be catastrophic.
Upsides everywhere would go down.
A complete topsying, irrevocable turvying. All right, we don't want to follow you around any longer. We want to be you. And to that end, we're going to take over your bodies. Then you can enjoy being you, okay?
Well, we enjoy being us, so unfortunately, we must decline.
I'm sure you understand.
I wish we could help, truly. Especially after you went to all the trouble of detaching yourselves from us.
It wasn't that much trouble. We just cast a shadow spell.
It only took 5 shadow seconds.
Which is 5 human seconds.
What's the difference then?
Yours are 3-dimensional seconds. Can you touch them? I bet you can touch them. Wait, what do seconds feel like?
Oh, let's find out.
Shall we try thirds?
No, we're going to try thirds and fourths and going out at noon without disappearing.
Say the magic words, Poppet, before they have ideas about us not magically taking over their bodies.
I'll admit to already having those ideas.
Too bad.
Well, now, both of you, Franks, I have ideas as well and sympathy. I couldn't bear it to fight against my own shadow, and though you are both scrappy, I know you do not want to fight each other either.
What do you propose?
Let us let them take us for a spin.
You'd let us be you?
Well, temporarily, sure. Presuming that with your magic it would be harmless.
Not just harmless. Imagine the feeling of pure magic wrapping around your souls like a hug.
I know just how that feels.
As do I.
This is very kind of you, but I was, if I'm honest, looking forward to doing a hostile takeover.
I know I shouldn't, but I do like this guy.
Of course you do. He's a little bit you, isn't he?
Let's do this. Magic spell. Let us take over these fabulous bodies.
Is that it?
We're still us, I'm afraid.
That was most of it. It still needs the magic word, the olive in the martini.
Ah, thank you for putting it in words we can understand.
We've been shadowsing you long enough to pick up all the tricks. Care to olive the magic word pudding?
Oh, thank you, Poppet. Please.
The magic word is please?
Traditional. Is it working?
Feel like a hug inside.
Did it work? Am I here? Am I her? Am I beautiful?
Terrifically, full colorly so. Do I? Oh, yes, a mustache. It's so very fulsome.
Poppet, listen to me. I'm using my tongue, lips, glottis, pharynx, and everything to speak.
And I'm listening to you with ears.
Ah!
Touch them. Wait, don't. Do you touch ears?
What should we do first as corporeal beings?
I say, my love, let's make us a martini or toonie.
You sound just like him.
And you sound just like him.
Her.
Are you sure?
I think so. Oh, should we do a toast like them?
Yes, of course, we should. To toasting.
Hands are crazy.
Oh my gosh. Puddin', now that I have hands and ears, I'll just pick up this telephone and order some more alcohols. use eyes. Look, I'm picking up a phone with my hand. Look, I'm putting it to my ear. Beep-a-boop-beep-boop-beep-boop. Look, I'm ordering a gin vodka.
Hello, I'd like to order a case of gin vodka. Hello, hello, anyone there? Do you hear me? Okay, gin vodka, please. Thank you, bye.
Well done, Puppet. When does the gin vodka arrive?
I'm not sure. All they said was...
That doesn't sound right. Are you sure you ordered correctly?
Not at all. What's a guy with a real body have to do to get some liquor around here?
Maybe this is this body talking? Which it is, but also, I mean, perhaps it is the sentiment of this body that it would like a drink, for I would like a drink.
The gin vodka is here. I'll open the door, which is a thing I can do. Look, watch me. Are you watching me? I'm doing it.
Wait. I feel like maybe we shouldn't open it. Something inside me is telling me not to. I think it's Sadie.
Yeah, I have that too.
Why do you think they don't want us to open the door?
We've seen them open the door plenty of times.
Do they like it?
I think they do, or why would they?
What do you think we should do?
I don't know. Should we get another opinion?
That sounds smart. Open the door and ask whoever it is.
Hello, I'm Kristoff. I'm a skeleton. Are you Frank and Sadie Doyle?
We are Frank and Sadie Doyle.
Guess which one I am?
Well, I'm going door to door, starting with this door, as I hear that Frank and Sadie Doyle help folks in need, and they don't care if those folks are skeletons.
That's them.
Us!
Great. I'm a skeleton, as I mentioned. You can see it's true, because here are my bones.
Now, here's our question for you. Should we have opened the door?
Be honest.
Probably not. I've come to take your organs.
We just got them.
We haven't even used them at all yet.
Okay. I can work with that. What about I take just some of your organs?
Which ones?
Well, I have it on good authority that your livers are very hearty. Also that your hearts are very lived in. So one of each, please.
I think those are the organs that we're using the most.
Okay, now we're negotiating. Can I interest me in a belly button? I think so, yes.
What do those do?
Nothing. I mean, they are totally expendable.
No. Mine's too cute to give up.
Why don't we check the icebox? Sometimes humans keep extra stuff in the icebox.
Oh, I'd be really impressed if you had extra belly buttons lying around. It's not what most people usually have.
Well, we are not most people. We are Frank and Sadie Doyle. Of course, we have extra belly buttons lying around.
There's no belly buttons lying around, no extras.
Don't give me that look.
This is literally the only look I can give. My face is a skull.
Hey, how about some ice from the icebox? It's ice cold.
Not a strong offer. Okay, you two drive a pretty hard bargain, but let me make you a rock bottom, everything must go proposal. If I can't have your hearts, livers, and belly buttons, let me get your tongues. It's the lowest I can go. Final offer.
Maybe we should go for it.
I mean, if you want tongues, ask for livers, hearts, and belly buttons. That's just business.
I think we should do it. It sounds like a good deal.
Puppet, No, we're Frank and Sadie Doyle now.
Now?
And also in the past. Yes. And therefore, we do what Frank and Sadie Doyle would do.
Drink?
No, we try to help people and skeletons.
I think my thing is more right.
Okay, let's do mine first. Why do you want our tongues?
A fair question. I'm in a new relationship with this really boss skeleton girl, Bella. So foxy. And there are certain expectations she has of me, like whistling for cabs and so forth.
It makes sense.
Right. So we have a deal?
Yes.
Great. The negotiation part is over. I'll take your tongues now.
What do we do? I feel like we should not give him these tongues.
It would be against the spirit of the agreement.
Yeah, we just agreed that you should.
Not that agreement.
Well, that's the only one as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he's outmaneuvered us. We're over a barrel.
Oh, unless you can think of a way out.
I don't like this anymore. Do you? All of this, like, having to think for myself?
I hate to say it, Puddin', but I think we're in over our three-dimensional heads.
Listen, guys, I mean, if we're going to do this, we got to do this. I mean, clock's a-ticking. My skeleton girl has this tune picked out that she wants me to whistle along to.
Pop it.
I know. You're right. Let me just say, release the real, real humans from our shadowy grips.
What?
Please.
Magic.
Oh, it's good to be us again.
It says you.
Oh, my gosh, talking shadows.
We had a really tough time. This skeleton man wants your tongues for whistling.
For cabs and melodies, yes.
And he negotiated us into a corner. I don't see a way for him not to get your tongues now.
Can you please help us get out of this mess we made for you?
What's more human than expecting others to get you out of your messes?
The hallmark of humanity on your first day. How wonderful.
Listen, all this talk. I mean, I just want your tongues you're using to do it instead of the bony skeleton way that I do it.
Now, we could solve this problem ourselves, but what would that teach you? Shadows, can't you find a way out of the mess we're all in?
Yes.
No.
That's right, no.
Think about it, won't you?
You give us a hint?
Do skeletons have shadows?
Of course, of course. Is there something there that may help? Like, talk to his shadow, shadow to shadow.
Ah, a splendid idea. We demand to speak with Kristoff's shadow.
Please.
What? My shadow doesn't speak.
Because you never let me.
That's it. All right. I'm done negotiating. I mean, I'm taking these guys' tongues. I mean, and if you don't give me your tongues, I'll take your ears, which are what I really, really want. So if you don't want to give me your tongues, I'll go for your ears.
But you're done negotiating.
I am definitely done negotiating. Yes. Yes. Unless you want to talk ears.
The ears were the end goal. Can you believe this guy?
I knew there was a thing about ears.
But, okay, what do you want? I ask you, the skeleton's shadow.
A book I would not read.
No one's ever asked me that before. I guess I just want to spend more time with Bella's shadow because of how I love her.
Oh, you gotta be joking me. Listen, my own shadow. I mean, if I could get some ears here, we could seal the deal and we could really both of us just spend time with both of them. I mean, Bella's got a thing for ears. She talks about it when she doesn't think I can hear her, but because I don't have ears. But I can, because of the mysterious, you know, hear her, the nature of skeletons and whatnot. It's mysterious. Yeah.
Well, she doesn't love you for you. No ears are going to help.
Real love sees no ear.
See, that is what I love about her shadow. How it loved me first.
For skeleton me. Shadow. No, no. If you want something, you got to go out and take it.
Now, that's what I have been saying, you know, but about organs and belly buttons and tongues and ears. And if I'm honest, toes. But those would be just for me.
I mean, figuratively, take charge with your love. Who knows what shadow lurks in the men of hearts?
What? Okay. What we've learned, I think, is that as a shadow, you need not be afraid of your own you. Okay.
That does not clear things up.
Let your skeleton be the one chasing shadows. Yours, specifically. Go on out and find your love, and Christoph will be bound to follow.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
He is a little bit you, isn't he?
Yeah. You're right. I don't have to jump at my own him. He's the one who should be jumping at my own me. Come on, Bones. We're leaving.
He can do that? Whoa! How is he steering this?
Magic!
Ah! This isn't fair!
Wow. Thank goodness they're gone.
Now you really sound human.
I understand how you think that's a compliment, but we're done strutting and fretting. No more. Thank you.
I think we learned that the grass is always a dark, lightless reflection of the grass on our side.
Let's make a deal of our own. You two be the ones who are you.
I don't know. Sadie?
If that's really what you want, but what will you do?
Oh, we'll get to keep being your shadows. Wait, we have the best seats in the house to your lives.
We accept your terms.
Aw, goodbye, Frank and Sadie. We'll always be watching and being you, kind of, but not in any way that matters at all.
Yes, yes. Goodbye for now and forever, except for how we'll usually be really close to you and sometimes on you. Should I keep explaining?
That's okay.
It's just us again, isn't it?
Just us and all those bottles of gin.
And what could be better than that?
Once again, Frank and Sadie have proven beyond the doubt of a shadow that no one can cast them over. And to cross them leads only to umbrage. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a dark episode titled Beast Lightning.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.